face a life that is weighed down by worry is really not worth living. Paul's solution is to encourage us to turn to prayer, bringing our specific requests to God. Writing down specific requests can be very helpful, especially if you do something like this in a journal. Then you can look back and you can see the ways that God has answered those prayers. And we do all this with thanksgiving. And as we do that, not only does the confidence in our prayer increase, but we are given peace. As we offer prayers with thanksgiving, we are given this wonderful promise of peace with God. And the word peace has this sense of wholeness, a soundness, well-being, a oneness with God. It's a peace that transcends all understanding. I don't know about you, but it's so easy to kind of fret and stew over things. And so in this passage, as Paul continues, he draws attention to what it is that we need to think about. Paul knows that what we think about affects every area of our lives. So his advice in verse 8 is, you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best. When we dwell on God, who he is, what he brings to us, then we receive peace. Whatever your situation, God will strengthen you. He will help you do what he is calling you to do. Instead of worrying, we can pray. We can bring all our anxieties to him, thanking him that he hears, and we can receive his promise of peace. So this morning, we are going to do just that. Let me remind you again of verse 6. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In your bulletin, you will find a little square of paper, either orange or yellow. And if you didn't get one, you can just grab one of the green cards in front of you. What I would like you to do on this piece of paper is write down a specific prayer request. Something that's been on your mind. Something that you are concerned about. But the temptation is to go to worry. I want you to write down that request. And then what I want you to do is to bring it up front to the communion table. And you can place it in the cornucopia there. Doing so with a thankful heart, knowing that God is near and God receives these requests. Now on the communion table, you will also notice that there are a lot of rocks up here. And on these rocks are written different words. These are words of attributes of God or things that God gives us. Things like love, grace, wisdom. Words of who he is. He's holy, faithful, all-powerful. So what I want you to do is take a rock with one of the words that you particularly need as a reminder. Maybe some kind of attribute of God that you need to hold on to. For example, as you bring up your prayer request, maybe you need to hold on to the fact that God is faithful. Or you need his wisdom. Or grace. So take a rock with one of those words. There are also some rocks in this little white basket that have not been written on. So if there's not a word there that fits for what you need, you can take that and then write one on yourself. These rocks are to be an Ebenezer. An Ebenezer is a rock signifying God's assistance. And it comes from the name of a stone that was raised by Samuel to commemorate a victory over the Philistines. This is what it says in 1 Samuel. Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jesana. He named it Ebenezer, which means the stone of help. For he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. In a song that we often sing, Come Thou Fount, there's some of the words of the second verse that have been changed, but this is actually what it originally said. Here I raise mine Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I'm come. So after you've taken your rock and you go back to your seat, we will close singing this song. And when we get to that verse, hold up your rock. Here I raise my Ebenezer. This reminder of God as our help. That as we come to Him, as we bring Him our requests in prayer, with thanksgiving, we know that we can trust in His help, and we will receive His peace.